episode.
Yay.
Okay, we're super excited. I'm actually really nervous because it's kind of like a stage fright, but I can't see anybody that's listening, if anybody even is listening.
Right. But, I mean, who knows? No one may actually, like, listen to us, so.
Yeah. So, today, we're going to be talking about the Mandela Effect, or false memory. So, off the top of your head, Grace, what do you know about this?
It's, like, something that you remember or you think that you remember, but it didn't actually happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Not gonna lie, I use Wikipedia, like, a lot for my information, so if anything I say is wrong, feel free to correct me through my email, which is in the description of the show. Alright. So, the Mandela Effect, also known as false memory, is known throughout the world of psychology. It's a phenomenon when somebody remembers something happening that didn't actually happen. So, first off, let's talk about Nelson Mandela. He was originally an apartheid activist in South Africa. And apartheid is, like, how we had really bad racism here in America, and there were the Jim Crow laws and stuff, but in South Africa. In the 1960s, he was arrested for his fight against white domination. Nelson Mandela died in 2013, much after being released from prison. However, many people very specifically remember him dying while imprisoned in the 80s.
Huh.
So what do you think of that?
I don't know, it's kind of weird.
These people are just, like, remembering very specifically that he died.
I just think the fact that, like, multiple people had the exact same thought is interesting to me as well.
Yeah.
I just find that kind of funny. How did that get in their brain?
Yeah, and we will talk about that, like, once I've told you all these examples. But another absolutely crazy one is Looney Tunes. I actually was surprised myself when I read this, and I feel like a lot of people listening will also be surprised. So, Looney Tunes is spelled L-O-O-N-Y for Looney, obviously. But Tunes is T-U-N-E-S, not T-O-O-N-S. So this makes no sense to me, because there's not really any singing in Looney Tunes.
No. Watching it, I never remembered any singing.
Yeah, neither do I. And no matter how hard you look anywhere, you'll never find any evidence of it ever being called, like, spelt T-O-O-N-S. Which, like, I feel like I watch that all the time, and whenever I go in a hotel, it's always playing, and I feel like it says T-O-O-N-S.
Yeah, because, like, automatically, I think it could be, like, you're watching a cartoon, so obviously you think it's T-O-O-N.
Right, your brain is making that assumption. That makes sense.
Like, but when I watched it when I was little, I don't think I ever, like, specifically looked at the spelling. If someone asked me to spell it, I would definitely do T-O-O.
Yeah. So another crazy one is the guy on the cover of the board game Monopoly. Now, this isn't as common of one, because a lot of people remember him, right? But I think it's crazy that he does not have a monocle. And I probably sound insane, but he did not have anything around his eyes. But I totally remember him having, like, a monocle thing. So
yeah. I mean, a lot of, like, me, thinking about it, Anna asked me, like, what I remember from him before she told me, and I was like, oh, I don't remember a monocle. I just remember, like, a cane and a top hat and a mustache. So, like, I didn't think of a monocle, but she did.
Right. So the next one we've got is Pokemon. We all know and love Pikachu. He's the little yellow dude who has got red cheeks, a little brown striped back, and a black tipped tail, right? Nope, actually he doesn't. He's never had a black tip tail. It's always been completely yellow. Except for Pikachu Libre, who you could actually look up because he's really cute. I know for a fact that I'm not the only one who thought this. Because if you simply enter Pikachu tail into Google search, you will see countless confused posts on when and why they changed his tail. But they never did. It's been yellow all along. So people are kind of going crazy over that one.
That's interesting. I looked up Pikachu tail, and the first result comes up with 20 examples of the Mandela Effect, and the first photo is, like, a black tail and a yellow tail.
Uh-huh, that's a pretty popular
I
think. There's a whole lot of other popular ones, like Curious George, supposedly, like, people are really surprised that he actually doesn't have a tail, which that one did surprise
me. He doesn't have a tail?
No, he doesn't.
But I swear
I know, he does not have a tail.
That doesn't make any sense,
I think that was just, like, a connection in our brains, honestly, because most monkeys have tails.
Do you just, like, not see it?
No, he literally doesn't have a tail.
Any of the books or the movies?
He doesn't have a tail.
I mean, I wasn't a big fan of it, but, like,
I was. I really thought he had a tail.
But, I mean, what monkey doesn't have a tail?
I know. And then, another one is the Berenstain Bears. It's actually spelled the Berenstain Bears. It always has been. not, so it's like S-T-A-I-N, not S-T-E-I-N, which is super crazy to me because I actually totally remember it being E-I-N. Okay, so the next one is kind of gross, not really, but we're talking about underwear. So we've all bought Fruit of the Loom underwear, even if we won't admit it because it's kind of cheap. But we all remember the symbol, right? Is the pile of fruit with a cornucopia behind it? Have you ever had that?
Maybe.
I asked my brothers the other day, and they totally remember there being a cornucopia. But there's not. It's just a pile of fruit.
Interesting.
I want to know who started that, and who started any of these, really. Like, who started the false memory.
That's interesting.
I remember there being a cornucopia. Okay, so we've got two more. So the first one, we all remember Snow White. It was the first Disney princess movie. And I never really liked that movie because it was kind of weird and scary.
Yeah.
So the evil stepmother, what did she say to activate the mirror on her wall?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Actually, no. She did not say mirror, mirror on the wall. She said magic mirror on the wall. Like you could look up a clip.
What?
Which is I think there was actually even a Snow White movie that came out called Mirror, Mirror. I don't know. Let me look it up.
What? That's so funny.
What was the Snow White movie that came out?
Where the heck did that come from?
I have no idea. Okay, so there is actually a movie called Mirror, Mirror, based on Snow White.
Hmm.
I remember watching
that. Is that the live-action one?
Yeah, it's not that great, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one before.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then the last one is We Are the Champions by Queen. We love this song. We play it after winning, or we just play it for fun, right?
Yes.
So Freddie Mercury is super talented. He's got his band Queen. There was a movie made for him called Bohemian Rhapsody because of their famous song. And the best part, I'd say, of We Are the Champions is at the end, right? Where kind of just, like, the music kind of cuts off and he belts out, like, of the world, you know?
Is that how it ends?
See, if you ask most people, they think that's how it ends, but it doesn't.
Wait a second. Wait, does he, like, do a quiet, like, singing at the end?
No, it ends with it ends with the word champions. Because I have it so strongly in my memory that he ends with of the world. But he doesn't.
I feel like one time I was listening to that and I was like gonna say of the world and it just never came and I was like,
exactly.
What?
Every time I listen to it, I do that and then I'm like, wait, where is it?
That's weird.
I know that one really surprised me. There were like a ton more too that I just didn't put down because I didn't want this to last forever. But there's like Kit Kat. A lot of people remember it having a hyphen, but it doesn't actually. Or Cheez-Its. A lot of people remember ending in a Z or an S, but it actually doesn't.
Oh, I think why people might think Cheez-Its ends in that, because aren't, like, Ritz crackers?
Yeah, that might be a connection.
Ritz crackers.
So that's actually what I'm going to talk about. So why this happens, I did a little bit of research on that. And it's because one of the main theories is because of this thing called presuppositions, which is, like, the difference when you're asking somebody a question. Like, did you see a stop sign versus did you see the stop sign? So when you say, did you see the stop sign, you're, like, saying basically that there was a stop sign. Did you see it? Versus,
yeah.
Did you see a stop sign? Did you see any stop signs? Like, I don't know if there was one.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like that. Or, like, what shade of blue is my wallet? You're automatically assuming that your wallet is blue. You're just asking what shade it is. So it's the same with any of these. It's like they remember this movie, and when somebody says, do you remember this lyric from this movie or this song going like this? Versus, do you remember a lyric from this song?
I don't know. So like your brain kind of just makes sort of shortcuts that aren't true-ish?
That's actually relational processing, which is what I was going to talk about next.
Okay, sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine, actually. It's a good transition. Because relational processing is where you connect two different things because you connect those things in your brain from your childhood or something.
Yeah.
Which is what happens, I think, with Ritz and Cheez-Its. Or with some people thinking the Monopoly guy has a monocle because the Planters guy from the Peanut, Mr. Peanut from Planters, I think is a connection that they make since he's also got the top hat and the cane and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some that I just cannot connect that make no sense to me. But Looney Tunes, like we talked about before, like you're watching a cartoon, so you automatically think tune, T-O-O-N-S, but
right.
T-U-N-E-S.
I feel like if I were to ask anyone that, they would think it's tunes, like T-O-O-N.
Right. I feel like I do have like very slight memory back in my brain of when I was at a hotel watching Looney Tunes, and it was T-U-N-E-S, and I was like, that's a typo, but it actually wasn't. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. So that's all I have written down. So I guess if you have anything else to process, we can talk about that. But other than that,
I don't know. It's happened to me before, but I don't think I've ever, I don't know, specifically learned about the Mandel effect. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. I think it's really interesting. I remember a lot of people think it has to do with different dimensions, which I don't know if I believe
it's
different dimensions.
It's just
I think it's just a psychological thing, yeah. But a lot of people think it's like, oh, wow, their dimension collided with ours for a second there. Like, I mean, maybe if you're Tony Stark, but other than that, I don't think so. I think that, I mean, that's all I got. And honestly, what I want to talk about is what we're going to talk about next time, because I don't know. What should we talk about next time?
I don't know what we should talk about next time.
We could do animal heroes, we could do like medical mysteries, or missing persons are always interesting, like people who just vanish for no apparent reason.
Anyone specific?
I know Tara Grinstead, but they just solved her case because some guy made a podcast called Up and Vanished.
Oh, I'm thinking of someone right now, but...
Who?
I can't remember her name. Oh, Amelia Earhart.
Oh, she's interesting, yeah. We could talk about Amelia Earhart.
I feel like that's the only one that I really know. Like, didn't they not find her plane or whatever?
Yeah, they didn't find any information on her.
Wasn't there also, like, a... There's, like, stuff coming up in my memory, but I'm not exactly sure what the name of them are. And there's, like, this plane that just vanished as well one time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about!
Not that plane specifically, but, like, with passengers.
No, I know what you're talking about, and...
I don't know. I don't know where I got that from. I have no idea.
There was one, I can't remember what it is called, but there was a robber dude who got on a plane, and I don't think he really stole anything except, like, a parachute, and then he hijacked the plane, made it go where he wanted until he made it hover above the ground for a while, and so the people on the ground promised to give him what he wanted.
Okay.
And then they gave him what he wanted, I think, I can't remember this case very well, but then he basically took the plane and... Because he just, like, flew away, and then he jumped out of the airplane in the middle of, like, a really, really bad storm. He had a whole bunch of money with him and stuff, and they never found any evidence of him ever existing.
Like, so no one, like...
Well, him, after the crash, there was no evidence of him being alive or dead or... They found a little bit of money in a creek, but, like, they even traced the money that they gave him, they traced the serial numbers and never found it. Yeah, that one was
spooky.
Which we're probably not going to talk about much spooky on this podcast because a lot of people aren't a huge fan of that. I am, but a lot of people aren't. So I get that. Okay, well, so that was our first podcast episode. Please follow us and share the podcast with your friends for more. And we're hoping to be creating a webpage or a Patreon soon because right now we're actually just... I'm just FaceTiming Grace, and we're just recording on my computer. So not very high quality, but we're hoping to get microphones so that we can sound a little bit better. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.